This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of Bennett Woods. Thanks again to Jesse Agler. Going to have the Incorporator word for tonight, Baggy Wrinkle. You can listen to him and Scan and the EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 5:40. First pitch 6:40 tonight. But it's great to have AJ Casavell back on the beat covering the San Diego Padres. We both have had newborns in the past, you more recently than I have, Woods, and it certainly impacts your sleep schedule. It's a major change in lifestyle, and AJ Casavell became a dad for the first time just a few weeks ago. He's now back to work. Maybe he thought returning would be some nice baseball. Instead, he's gotten a team that is in the torture chamber right now that he's covering. Not quite as much fun, but AJ Casavell from MLB.com joins us right now on 97.3 The Fan. AJ, big congratulations from all three of us here on fatherhood.
Yeah, thanks, guys. My son and I spent the last like 3 or 4 weeks watching the Padres play some pretty good baseball, and then I came back to work, and they've just kind of, I don't know. They look more like the 2023 version. So maybe it's me. I don't know.
Well, don't say that because people will actually
believe
blame you.
Yeah.
All right. I should disprove that then, because last year, actually, in the games that I covered, because I cover about 130 games a year, last year the Padres were 15 games over 500 in the games that I covered.
That's pretty
so
good.
It is assuredly not me.
So when your fill-ins were there, like Sean O'Neill or someone, that's when they collapsed last year.
Essentially, yeah.
Ouch.
Your article that you wrote, Casavell, my first game as a Padre, I honestly, I was weeping. I didn't know about your father passing away. It's so special. It was such a great piece that you wrote. I'm so happy for you, man. Fatherhood is the ultimate blessing, and I'm stoked, man. And I'll tell you this, as hard as it may seem right now, it only gets worse, just so you know. Every stage is harder. Each stage is harder than the last one, and you think you're in the pits of hell sometimes, and you're like, wow. Wow, it's actually worse now. Terrible twos? No. Wait till he hits three. But it's such a delight along the way, and your article was really, really good, man.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, so far it's been easy because for the most part I haven't been back at work, and even in the last week, I had some family in town helping out, which was great. And yeah. So today is kind of my first day where I'm a little bit sleep deprived, and he just went back down in the bassinet. So I'm gonna as soon as I get off here, I'm crashing for a little bit. I'm hoping to get a few extra. A little bit extra sleep before I can get back to the ballpark this afternoon.
All right, AJ, I'm going to start here with a big picture question for you. When things are going poorly, fans tend to want something to be done, some action to be taken, usually by maybe the general manager, sometimes the manager making some sort of change. I look at this Padres team, though, and I have trouble finding an area where you could actually make a notable change with players locked into big time contracts, with no trade clauses, without much of a bench to speak of to, you know, replace starters, without much of a pitching depth. This is almost a change proof team. Do you see any areas where, if things aren't going well, that the Padres could make some moves at this point?
Well, I think they could upgrade. Like, there are ways to upgrade the bench. There are ways to add hitters that, like, into that DH spot, that DH rotation that's a little better. There's ways to, I don't know, fill out the back of the rotation. But these are all like trade deadline things down the road, where if the Padres are playing the type of baseball they're playing now, like, that might not be the prudent decision to make. And so you look at the roster, kind of the way it's constructed right now, there's not this big fix, because you have those big guys already in the spots they're supposed to be in this lineup, in this rotation. And those guys, I think essentially just need to perform better. You're getting probably less than you would have expected from maybe like seven or eight of the bigger stars on this roster. And there's also a track record of those guys performing better. But before, I mean, it's early. We can say that it's April, but last season it was early until it wasn't. And all of a sudden the Padres found themselves on the outside looking in despite a really strong finish. And so at some point things got to click, and I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be the case for all of those guys, but some of the guys the Padres are counting on, the guys the Padres are counting on to replace Juan Soto. I mean, the big bats have underperformed. The guys the Padres were in the rotation the last time through haven't been good enough. And there's, like I said, there's a track record for those guys to be better, but at some point they have to do it because they can't put themselves behind the eight ball like they did last season.
Talking to our pal A.J. Casavell here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, a couple of games notwithstanding, A.J., the bullpen this year has been pretty solid, and now you're finding it hard to get to some of your more high-leverage guys because you're not scoring runs. It's such a vicious circle, this game of baseball. Like, everything really needs to be clicking at once. It feels like it's been a long time for this San Diego Padres team that everything has actually clicked at once. You had one essentially good turn through the rotation this season so far. When you look at the starting pitching right now, I mean, it feels dicey to me, extremely dicey. Bullpen actually is the one area where I'm like, you know what? If we can get a lead, I'm fairly confident. Again, couple games notwithstanding, fairly confident the bullpen can get it done. But pitching-wise, starting pitching's got to be a focus, yeah?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if Yu Darvish comes back tonight and pitches like the good version of Yu Darvish that we've seen in the past, and if Joe Musgrove can in some way, shape, or form figure out his command, figure out what's wrong with the slider, get his velo up half a mile per hour. Like those concerns are alleviated in a big way because Michael King has still done some really good things despite his last two starts, one of which was at Coors Field, the other of which was against the Phillies offense that is basically the murderer's row Yankees over the weekend. I think there's some good things to say about what this rotation can be if Joe Musgrove and Yu Darvish are the versions of themselves that the Padres have seen in the past. Now that at this point, it seems like it might be asking a lot because both their seasons ended early last year due to injuries. I don't think those injuries are lingering into what these guys are doing this season, but it's impossible to ignore the possibility given kind of how they performed and the fact that Darvish is on the IL right now due to come off this afternoon. So the rotation, there's some makings of what should be a pretty good group, I think, because Dylan Cease has been really good and Michael King has shown flashes of being really good. But those stalwarts just need to be better.
AJ, I fully expect when the Padres acquire hitters that there may be some, you know, lowering of the offensive numbers with Petco Park and how it's played in the past. So, you know, I didn't think Xander Bogaerts is going to be a 30 home run hitter. But when you look at the numbers and the hard hit balls and David Schoenfield had, you know, went through it. He's now down to the 8th percentile in hard hit rate. He was in 65th in 2021, 47th in 2022, 18th last year, and now 8th percent hard hit rate. That's a dramatically steep decline. And while he has downplayed the wrist issues that were talked about a lot last year, he's pretty much, you know, said it's not an issue this year. I have to wonder if there's something physically going on with Xander Bogaerts, because that's an alarming trend for any baseball player, especially one signed to a long-term big money contract.
Yeah, for it to be that stark and for it to be where it is right now from a guy who has hit the ball really hard in the past and has gotten good results from it, like you kind of have to wonder. He's not letting us into that possibility if that's bothering him, but I mean, the results kind of speak for themselves. So if it's not that, then something needs to change with his swing, with his stance. I don't know. I'm not going to get too deep into the hitting mechanics of it all because I frankly don't have the answers. But it's looked ugly through a few weeks, and the fact that he's not making any of that hard contact. And if you watch this guy in Boston, it was, I mean, even if it wasn't 30 homers, it was line drives into the gap all the time. And he hasn't been that player in San Diego, and you kind of got to wonder. You got to wonder whether it's health, whether it's risk related, and if not, what can be done to change it. Whatever it is, the Padres need to figure it out soon because he's obviously an integral part of what they're trying to do and what their future is.
Talking to AJ Cassavell here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, the lone bright spot this year offensively, but other than Jackson Merrill, I don't want to take anything away from what he's been able to do as a rookie, is Jerickson Profar. You know, we were laughing about it before the show, talking about the makeup of guys that you know, make up this team. Both kind of agreed, like, Jerickson Profar, one of the only guys that is worse when he leaves here and really seems to be at home here and really is a leader of this team for $1 million. He thrives here, $1 million a year. It's been really remarkable watching his turnaround this year and the attitude, everything that he brings to the table. They were talking about it on the broadcast last night. You hate playing against him. You absolutely loathe him if he's on the other team. But you got to have guys like that on this squad. That was a really good pickup in the offseason for A.J. Preller. What do you think, when you look at Jerickson, is it kind of cross your fingers and pray that it doesn't end anytime soon?
Well, I think the underlying numbers say that it's not going to be this good as long as he's here.
Like, yeah.
He's been really good, even if he hasn't been necessarily probably as good as what his numbers say. I think, and not to take this back in the negative direction, but I think like the fact that Jerickson Profar has established himself as the clear, I wrote about this last night, that the fact that Jerickson Profar has established himself as the clear option in the leadoff spot has been probably the Padres' best hitter over the first month. Like, that is both a credit to Jerickson Profar and something of an indictment on the rest of the team, in fact, and a summary of what the problems are. Because in an ideal world, if you have this version of Jerickson Profar and he's hitting sixth or seventh because Ha-Sung Kim or Xander Bogaerts has really grabbed hold of that leadoff spot, and Tatis and Machado are playing up to their capabilities, like that's what you want this offense to be. And the offense has generally been pretty good, but I just think it's been a product more of some performances like Profar, some stuff down the lineup with Jackson Merrill, like Rosario has been pretty good. That's both a good thing and a problem for the offense. But if we want to focus on what Profar has meant to the group, like the intangibles of it all, it's there for everyone to see. I mean, he sparked this group before. I think we saw it in the 2022 postseason. It was more than just what he did on the field. I think he led off for most of those playoffs and just some of the at-bats and the tone that he set and just kind of his nature of not giving in. I think this team, this group of guys, like, clearly responds to that. And the fact that the Padres are able to bring him back at such a steal, it's both a coup, the fact that he's been as good as he's been for as cheap as he's been, and the fact that he's been this good when the Padres were ideally kind of planning on him being in a part-time role, maybe a bench bat, maybe a DH bat, maybe three or four games a week, and now he's kind of so integral to this lineup. Again, credit to him. Also an indictment on some issues elsewhere.
I am not a big believer in the magical powers of the team meeting or the players-only meeting, but they do happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was one forthcoming, even if there was one we haven't heard about yet. I don't know what would be discussed, though, you know, other than play better in a team meeting. If you were on the team and you called a team meeting, AJ, what would be the topic du jour right now for the San Diego Padres?
Yeah, I think that's probably why you don't call the team meeting right now, although I don't know the logistics of how team meetings get called in the first place. Actually, I would read a story on that.
I would too.
Is
it a group text? Is there like a memo that's posted on the locker room somewhere? How does that work?
Yeah. But I don't know the answer to that. I know they held quite a few last season, and they generally didn't seem to work. But this season, like, I think that's the reason you don't hold one right now, because I don't know that there is that issue. I mean, they seem to be playing with kind of the requisite fire. They seem to be playing with clean baseball defensively. They're doing a lot of the right things, and then they're just not hitting when they need to hit, not hitting when they pitch, not pitching when they hit, and it's just kind of fallen into this little rut where things and whatever they need to go right doesn't go right, and that's kind of how baseball works sometimes. And so if you're sitting here looking at them being four games under 500, well, they probably could be, based on some underlying numbers, some numbers that we've seen from what their pitching staff could be and what their offense, I mean, their offense has been pretty good. And then last night when they need, I don't know, they need to answer back to the few runs Matt Waldron gives up early, they just fell completely flat against obviously a really good pitcher, but it just hasn't kind of been cohesive enough in when they're getting stuff done. So again, that's why I'm not calling a team meeting right now. I don't think there's a major issue that needs to be addressed. They, like you said, they just need to play better. They need to make the pitches when they need to make the pitches. They need to get the hits when they need to get the hits, and they haven't done that in the last five games.
AJ, well, we know you probably have to get back to some sort of schedule, so we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your now much busier day to enlighten Ben and Wood's listeners out there on the San Diego Padres.
Thank
appreciate
you,
your time.
Much busier, but in a better way. Thanks, guys.
Of course. AJ Cassavell, MLB.com. And last year's good luck charm, apparently. That's for a team that was two games above 500, to be 15 games above 500 in the games you covered in particular, that's a solid upgrade.
Well, you say
for
that,
AJ's days.
The way my brain works is you should have had your ass to the ballpark more then. That's how I feel about it, right?
No more days off for AJ.
Yeah, no more days off, my friend.
Yeah, those 30-some days off that he took over the course of the regular season. How many days did we take off last year?
A lot. We took a lot off.
During the
not
season?
30.
I don't think we did 30. No. We were there.
You did.
We just didn't.
I bet Paul and I didn't.
We didn't help the team at all.
This year's my year. This is the year.
I took vacation. Let's see. I started what? Last Thursday was my first full day of vacation. Loss, 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 loss. And now I'm back, and there's another loss.
I'll be on vacation tomorrow. So
if they start winning tomorrow,
then I'll just stay
away. Never come back.
I'll never come back.
Woods' favorite bit ever.
Favorite bit of all
time. The Padres winning streak while Woods stays away.
Never F with a winning streak.
Yeah, you don't mess with a winning streak.
Unfortunately, though,
Paul and I would be in the torture chamber. Padres have won 13 in a row. We have not heard from Woods in 2 weeks.
You're only missing one day. You need to win more than one game for it to be a streak.
That's true. That's true. Doesn't really count.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. A couple of segments left before Annie and Elston look ahead to tonight's game with a old friend alert on the mound for the Cincinnati Reds. We still have a Rindle report as well. Push that back a little bit. So lots to get to. Coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks again to AJ Cassavell from MLB.com. We talked yesterday, Woods, about what the Padres might do with tonight's starting pitching rotation spot if Yu Darvish was not able to come off the injured list. I thought Johnny Brito had earned a chance at entering the starting rotation. Turns out they're not going to need that spot starter again, as Yu Darvish was announced last night by Mike Schilt after the game. Will make the start today. Padres will have to make a corresponding roster move, though. And I would speculate, while you could send Jeremiah Estrada back down, because you brought him up, I don't know that you'd do that. He's got a 0.00 ERA. He's looked pretty solid.
Zero?
0.00. Guy who is, you said the bullpen has actually been pretty solid, but a guy who continues to struggle a little bit that the expectations were pretty high for this year is Tom Cosgrove. ERA is still around 10. Came in last night, gave up another run, was used last night.
You've got enough lefties down there now. You got four lefties down in the bullpen. I would hate that for Tom. We need bench help, right? Does it have to be a pitcher?
I think they have to be a pitcher. Well, you've got your specific 13 and 13 that you go with now. So I wouldn't be shocked if Cosgrove went down to AAA.
Try to figure it out.
You know, just get a little sharper. We've seen him plenty sharp last year.
Yeah.
He was very sharp last season.
What'd they say? Like the best sweeper in baseball last year.
Just hasn't quite had the same level of success. Well, not even close this year. So I will see what corresponding move is made when Yu Darvish is activated from the injured list, but that would certainly be a possibility.
Yeah, interesting.
I see in the chat, I need money, says Kolek can go. He's the Rule 5 draft pick. You could try to send him down, but he would be claimed or retaken by the Seattle Mariners, and you would lose him. Now, maybe at some point you have to make that decision.
I said it when you were out. I said you can find another Steven Kolek. You've had no problem finding Steven Kolek. Jeremiah Estrada looks to be a pretty good piece down there, and that was the move that I said last week. Just let Kolek go back to the Mariners if you have to, and Estrada comes up, takes his spot. But you're right about Cosgrove. I mean, he's pretty ineffective now, and you can't have that. I mean, you have four left-handers in your bullpen. You'll be fine if one of them goes.
I mean, you never want to lose a player who you think has some promise, and if you like Steven Kolek, you don't have to let him go. Might as well keep holding on to him.
But that means that you have to use him then in spots where you don't, as I've mentioned, AJ Preller has never had a problem finding Steven Kolek. Never. It's never been an issue. Can find him almost at will.
If he's not going to help you, you got to know when to
take
that risk of possibly losing him.
I mean, the Mariners take him back, whatever. Nothing against the guy personally, but you've got Estrada now. You got a right-hander. He throws harder. Has better pitch mix, all of it. So, I'd probably say my goodbyes.
Of course, Nick Martinez will get the start for the Cincinnati Reds. He's actually taking the spot of Frankie Montas, who's hurt in the Reds' rotation. He has served a very similar role for the Reds as he did with the Padres. He's bounced between the bullpen and the starting rotation. It's a valuable thing to be able to do. I don't know if that's what he expected when he signed with the Cincinnati Reds really early in the offseason.
Yeah, I think I was under the impression that they said, we're going to bring you in to be a starting pitcher. But, as everybody knows, roles change a lot in baseball.
So, with the right-hander on the mound, I wonder if it's time to give either Ha-Sung Kim or Xander Bogaerts a day off. They're both among the top five in baseball in innings played this season, as is Fernando Tatis Jr. I would not take Fernando out of the lineup right now. He's actually has been barreling the ball. The hits aren't falling in, but if you look at the numbers over the last couple of weeks, he's hit the ball as hard as anybody. He's just not getting the results to show for it. Hate to take a guy out when you feel like at any moment he could go 3-for-4 with a home run.
Yep.
So, leave Fernando in there.
Definitely fine getting Xander off his feet if need be.
It's possible that one of those right-handers gets a day off today. The problem is that you don't have great options elsewhere.
Well, you got to imagine Manny's going to be off his feet again today. So Manny's probably your DH. Aggie's probably at maybe Tyler Wade at third.
Wow. Okay.
To see if Merrill gets in today.
Yeah.
But if Xander is then off and Tyler Wade's at third, who's at second?
You could do Tyler Wade at second and Eggy at third if you had to.
Eggy against a right-hander is not something we've seen a ton.
We haven't seen him.
Grant Pauly could play third base, and you could put Tyler Wade at second.
Wow.
We haven't seen it. Do you think Crony could just slide back over to second for a game, or has he pretty just much been locked in at first? You put Profar at first, if you needed to.
Could, but then Sugar's in the lineup.
Here's the problem. You want to give Xander Bogaerts a day off. You want to give your starters a day off. Your options are very limited as to what you can do.
Well, it's also tough to give guys a day off when you've lost five straight. Pay a lot of money for those guys to be in the lineup every day. And
for this exact situation.
For this exact
situation. To help stop losing streaks, to help you win games, to come through with a big game and break out of a slump. This is why you pay them so much money. So do you give them a day off or do you not give them a day off in this situation?
I probably don't. I did not like Xander Bogaerts getting a day off against the Dodgers. I just didn't.
It's the only day off he's had all season.
Yeah. I mean, that's not one I would have given him, personally. And even if he needed it, even if he was scuffling, whatever, we need you to find your way out of it. For what you get paid, you get paid to be an everyday player. You know, and sure, everybody needs a break from time to time. I get it. But in the midst of a five-game losing streak, I don't know how much... And again, we talked about it earlier. This is what Bob Melvin ran into last year. The team was just so inconsistent. He never felt he could take anybody out of the lineup. Manny, Juan, you know, Fernando, any of those guys, Xander. He just couldn't do it. You can't in good faith write the lineup card out and go, all right, Fernando, we're going to give you a blow today. Forget it. Like, you have an infinitely better chance of winning a game with Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lineup or Manny Machado or, you know, Xander Bogaerts when he's at his best, and he hasn't been. But I don't think you can. I really don't think you can. I would expect righty on the bump. Maybe Graham Pauly gets a start today, which would be fine. Schilt's probably going to go with Tyler Wade. Is sitting there, you know, waiting to get some ABs. So maybe the day for it. Somebody's got DH. Maybe it's Graham.
Well, then it would be Manny if Tyler Wade's in there.
So, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what Schilt's going to do. I would imagine Jurickson and Profar will be back in the leadoff spot.
Yeah.
He's looked good there the last 2 days. Yep. No need to mess with that. Only guy who's actually performing on a consistent basis. After that, picking names out of a hat at this point. All right, we've got a pair of tickets to give away, again, to the San Diego Legion. They've got another home game coming up this Sunday at Snapdragon Stadium against the Dallas Jackals. Grab your tickets at sdlegion.com, at San Diego's rugby team, sdlegion.com, or you can win them right now. Fourth caller, 833-288-0973. We've got a pair to give away for this Sunday's game against Dallas at Snapdragon Stadium, 833-288-0973. Paulie's got some headlines. Rindle Report in our final segment of Ben and Woods that is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I think I'm stopping by Trader Joe's on the way home.
For what?
Well, I need a couple staples, yogurt, rice.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual staples.
No.
You should go to staples.
Like, staples.
Kitchen staples, like yogurt, rice, just kind of the basic stuff.
Yogurt and rice.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you buy your rice? Do you buy it in the boil-in bags or the
No, we have a rice maker, so
I
get the little dry pieces of rice in a bag, jasmine rice, and I make it in our rice maker.
How do you do it?
In the rice maker?
Yeah, how hard? What do you have to do?
I put 2 cups of rice in,
okay.
And then I fill it up to like just below the line that says 4 on the water. So
okay.
Double the amount of water than rice. Plug in the rice maker, turn it on, and I hit the button for white rice. And then you leave.
How long?
It usually takes about 30 minutes, and then
30.
It's done. And when you open it up, you've got a big pile, giant pile. It's like... This was a little tiny bit of rice, and then you open it up, and you've got this big fluffy pile of rice that comes out of the rice maker at the end.
It's
like
a magic growing up. It's
like a magic appliance.
All right, hang on.
And by the way, really cheap.
30 minutes, though.
Really cheap, because one bag of rice costs like $3, and you can get mountains of rice out of it.
But, all right, so question. 30 minutes is a long time. And when you cook rice...
Uh-oh.
What?
Now everyone's saying, you don't wash your rice first? No, am I supposed to wash the rice? What have I been doing wrong?
You clearly didn't
know.
Doesn't the heat help? I don't know.
I don't
Maybe
know.
It just
I mean, there's water
in
the rice. I didn't know that I was supposed to wash the rice.
You guys don't do the Uncle Ben's pouches that are like 2 minutes? No?
I do. I get sometimes for my kids, Trader Joe's has the microwave in the bag. 3 minutes and it's done.
Easy peasy.
But usually I make my own rice.
Yeah, I guess
everyone's going, oh my God, wash the rice.
I did not know that either. But because I make mine, and I can't wash mine because mine comes in a bag.
I do like Trader Joe's has the box of organic rice, 3 bags frozen rice. You just throw them in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's quick and easy.
Quick and easy.
I loved my rice cooker.
Hmm.
We need a new one.
Seems like 30 minutes is a long time to make.
Well, if you start it before you start anything else.
Yeah.
And I need to prepare my meals for the week. I didn't get to do it because I was out of town this weekend. I usually have a little side of rice to go with my vegetables and my protein. So I start the rice first, and then I cook up everything else, and then I put it into my Tupperware, and I bring it to work.
Uncle Ben's
rice. It's an exciting life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very exciting. It's surprising that you don't use Uncle Ben's.
All right, well, there's my... Anything you recommend at Trader Joe's? Do you have any favorites?
I don't go there much. I have a problem with it. It's a great place. I always buy stuff there, and I go, well, it's from Trader Joe's. It's healthy. It's not. I got it this
That's
all...
That's not true.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, oh, these ice cream sandwiches, they're from Trader... I'll just have three because they're from here.
It's not a healthy store. It's not a health food store.
It feels healthier, and that's what I run into. I also, here's the other thing. I also end up always buying a bunch of stuff there that I never make, ever. Buy frozen stuff for the kids, never. Boxes of Trader Joe's in our freezer.
I think they do little treats quite well. Like I get their chocolate mints and different things, the little cookies.
I go to Vaughn's and I go to Stater Brothers. That's pretty much it.
Big store.
Yeah.
Big grocery.
I go to Big Grocery. I do support Big Grocery. You're right. You got me again. I do. I should go local.
I've got Vons and Costco on the agenda today.
Vons and Costco today.
Double.
I'm going to go hit with Bo today. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. And then, of course, our Padres taking on Nick Martinez tonight. I'm very excited about that.
All right. Also on Paul's agenda is the Rindle Report. We'll get to that after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our... Today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Polly, Mike says, Ben, please wash your rice. Rice contains arsenic, and you need to wash that out. So you're just dying a slow death.
You're already dead.
You are already dead. How much arsenic can one man consume? Let's find out. You want to talk about a good radio bit.
I mean, shouldn't they have that in large, like, lettering on the packages? Like,
arsenic.
Wash this or you're going to die? I don't read the fine print on the bag of rice before I make it. I just assume I can make
it. Yeah, you probably should.
Probably should.
I eat asbestos raw from buildings. I'll just stop by and just grab a handful. I'm going to live forever.
Well, cyanide? There's no cyanide there either? My goodness.
Arsenic. Wow. All right. Take us away, Paulie.
All right. Got a couple of news items here from the world of football. A couple of guys. I don't know. You guys heard about the Kelce brothers? Before?
I think so, yeah.
They're football players. They run a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No. Travis Kelce is the first story here. He signed a two-year, $34.25 million contract extension yesterday. It's going to make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL. I was a little surprised to find out that he's already 34. I think he turns 35 in October, so basically for the next season, he'll be 35. But, man... I don't know why I love seeing a guy in the same uniform for his entire career.
I do too. Yeah.
I don't know if this is his last contract. I would say it's certainly his last big contract, especially if they win another one or two rings over the next couple of years. Just go out on top. But Travis Kelce going to stay in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and company for two more years, getting paid.
He'll be the highest paid tight end in football.
Yes.
Which makes some sense.
Sure.
And that
is still a beast.
I didn't know he was a free agent.
Contract extension.
So that's about $17 million per year.
Yeah.
To get tackled and to have to go up against, big, giant defensive linemen and block and all that.
All the work you put in.
And his girlfriend probably makes that for, what, a half of a concert?
Yeah.
$17 million.
Set.
Yeah, like one leg of a tour, she makes 10 times that.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like half of one concert, maybe, for what Travis Kelce makes in a year.
It's quite the power couple, man.
Yeah, he posted on social media, it's an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years. Chiefs forever. Patrick Mahomes celebrated the extension. He said, I told y'all, I'll never let him leave. Congrats, my guy.
Everyone in the dugout was doing Patrick Mahomes' voice the other day, and it laid me out. It's so funny.
I'm him.
I'm him.
I'm him.
It's good to see something good finally happen for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. Well, the other half of that podcast of the Kelce brothers, Jason Kelce, now he has retired from the NFL, and both of these guys are going to have plenty of options for careers after football.
More than we would want, I think, yes. At this point. I mean, look what the Manning brothers have parlayed their into. It's crazy.
And I think the Kelce brothers are much more entertaining than
the
Manning brothers.
Definitely are. Definitely.
Well, speaking of the Mannings, ESPN, Jason Kelce is set to join ESPN this football season for their Monday night countdown. He'll be an analyst there. And then while we're talking about the broadcast side of football, if you watch, I don't really watch games on Sundays. If I'm watching anything, it's Red Zone, and they bounce around. You don't get a lot of the commentators during the games or the studio analysts, but on CBS, there is a little bit of a shakeup. Andrew Marchand from The Athletic recently wrote that Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason are out on the NFL Today for CBS, and they're replacing both of them with just one guy, Matt Ryan. Recently retired officially from the NFL, and I think he did some analyst work last season. I remember seeing him.
I don't know him. He seems boring to me.
Yeah.
That show was getting a little on the older side.
They're going to bring back Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson, and J.J. Watt did a handful of appearances as well. On their
Boomer show. Boomer. Nate Burleson was the young guy in the crowd. I mean, yeah. Simms, Esiason, we're talking about quarterbacks from like the 80s.
Yeah. James
Brown. It's 2024 now.
Around. He's going to
shut up, man. Boomer still got his radio gig.
I did see that Jason Kelce, you said, going to Monday Night Countdown, he's replacing Robert Griffin III, mm-hmm. who's going to be focusing more on his college football broadcasting, which I think he was excellent at. Every game that I saw
really
him
good.
Doing, he was really good at that. So hopefully everybody in a good spot. And Boomer, you'll still hear him doing his 30-second updates every morning.
Hey, happy
show.
Birthday. Wishes go out to former big leaguer Ron Say.
What?
That's all you have to. Ron turns 49 years old today. He's a really good player.
All right. Thanks for that. He literally does birthday shout outs on the Boomer, the National Report.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
All right. I don't get remember that.
They're shorting those to like 22 seconds.
Bro, so they used to be 3 minutes
he
long
has to
on our
really
station.
Really rip through it fast.
He's like, I got nothing else to talk about nationally. Whose birthday is it today?
You know what? I just remembered. We never actually played this. There was a one of those Sports Minute updates on our station late last week.
Okay.
And we saved it.
We did.
For a Don't Do This, and we never got to
what?
It.
Oh,
surprise, surprise.
Sound like us.
Adam was actually listening during commercial breaks, and he goes, oh my God, did you guys hear that sports update? I went and pulled it. This was last week on the 25th, and I just labeled it Boomer Esiason update, talking about Seymour Wiener. Remember Seymour
right.
Wiener?
Adam was very hot on this one.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Credit the Mets promotional department with a home run. To beef up their $1 hot dog night next Tuesday, they enlisted World War II veteran Seymour Wiener. Get it? Whom they honored earlier this season. In my book, this social media gag passes mustard. How about that? I'm Boomer Esiason.
Get it?
Yeah, we get it.
You get it. Hey,
Wieners,
you get it.
Hot dogs.
Wiener, Seymour Wiener.
Funny.
Holy cow.
Funny stuff.
Yeah, there's a little, he's got a little bit of Scotty Burrell in him. Hey, what's up?
It passes mustard, though, he said. Not mustard.
Mustard.
It was a hot dog pun.
Beef up. Did you get that one? Did you get it?
I do.
That's what I'm going to start doing after every joke. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get what I said?
All right.
Can I do that, Seymour Wiener?
Finally, a story. From the content gods, directly for one Stephen Woods,
yes.
Dave & Buster's is on the brink of allowing customers to bet on arcade games.
Uh-huh.
So you already pay
like
for
a dream.
The ability to play the games.
Uh-huh.
Now, they are working on a way it's going to go through their app.
Yeah, it's a sports book.
No.
Dave & Buster's sports book.
No, that's what I originally thought when I saw the headline. It's not that way. Through the app. adults age 18 and older can place real money wagers on the arcade games that they're playing with their friends.
So, like, fantastic.
I'll give you 12 to 1 odds that you can't hit the 100 on the skee on the next throw or something like that.
Do you know what my son did? He hit the 10, the 10,000. I've never seen it done. Never, ever, ever in my life have I seen.
Is that the one up in the tiny corner?
Up in the top corner.
In the corner.
That's
the sucker pin.
That's the sucker
pin. Because you miss that, and it rolls all the way to the bottom, and you get the minimum score.
You get the 20 points.
Now, if you stay to the middle and go after the 1,000, 3,000, 5,000, whatever it is, if you come up a little short, you can still get a decent score. But if you go for that one in the top corner and you miss it, you're down to the minimum.
Correct.
It's the sucker bet. Never go after the upper corner.
I've never gotten it. I've never seen anyone get it. And he walks up when we were there a couple weeks ago. And I was actually playing another game with Taylor. And I heard the other dad, Kevin, was with us go, "Oh, my God." And I go, "What? What?" He goes, "He just hit the 10,000. I'm like, "No, he did not." And Bo's looking like, "What?" I'm like, "Only you little turd, gets the 10,000 points."
What other games are there that we can wager on at
Dave & Buster's? It says here, customers can soon make a friendly $5 wager on Hot Shots basketball, ooh, a bet on skee ball, or ooh, other arcade games.
Bo in there just hustling $5 bets. Just 10, 10, 10, 10.
Well, you got to be 18. And you got to have the app. That's how it's all running through there. And so this technology is expected to roll out here over the next couple of months.
I can't believe
air hockey? Can you bet air hockey?
God, that's good.
Feels like the possibility of cheating could be rampant in air hockey.
Yeah, big time. That is that's an interesting idea that they have. It's just to get more people to download their app, right?
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
I assume that the numbers, they're not going to allow you to make, $10,000 bets on
right,
skee
$5,
ball.
Right, $5, they said.
It's not like two guys sitting there playing skee ball couldn't have just said, "All right, I'll bet you $5.
That's
100%.
True.
Yeah, all right, $5, I kick your ass on this game.
Wait, hold on. Let me get out the app. Let me register our names so we can bet $5 against each other on this skee ball game.
How are you at skee ball?
Pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm not
my
bad.
Strategy's good. You go up to the 40.
Go up to the middle.
The 40 or whatever, the 4,000. And if you come up a little bit short, you get the 3, and you just kind of solidly put up a good score and let your opponent wildly chase the 10,000, the upper in the corner.
Yeah,
which
you shoot
is
for the
always
middle. Sometimes you get the very top one, which is nice when you do. It's a definite rush.
And it's much easier to throw straight than try to angle it up into the corner skee ball slot.
My littlest one, Taylor, throws just overhand because he doesn't know how to roll it. So he just watches it clang, and those balls are hard wood and hits the metal and rolls away.
Are they made out of wood?
They're wood.
That's what they are.
They're wooden. Yes, they're wooden. You know that. Ski balls?
And they look wooden, but
they're
I've never known. If...
Well, I don't know if there's some guy in there shaping real wood, but they look wooden. They feel wooden. They're firm.
Rich mahogany.
Rich mahogany balls. They feel very firm. Well, that's an interesting concept by David.
How often do you think they clean those?
Not very much. Dude, I feel every time I leave there, I'm like,
disgusting.
It's disgusting. All these kids scratching their ass, playing video games, and God knows, wiping their nose. It's just nasty. Nasty.
Now, if they could just, I think I'm stopping by Trader Joe's on the way home. Today.
For what?
Well, I need a couple staples, yogurt, rice.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual staples.
No.
You should go to Staples.
You should go to Staples.
Kitchen staples, like yogurt, rice. Just kind of the basic stuff.
Yogurt and rice.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you buy your rice? Do you buy it in the boil-in bags or the
instant? No, we have a rice maker, so I get the little dry pieces of rice in a bag, jasmine rice, and I make it in our rice maker.
How do you do it?
In the rice maker?
Yeah, how hard? What do you have to do?
I put 2 cups of rice in,
okay,
and then I fill it up to like just below the line that says 4 on the water. So
okay,
double the amount of water than rice. Plug in the rice maker, turn it on, and I hit the button for white rice, and then you leave.
How long?
It usually takes about 30 minutes, and then
30.
It's done. And when you open it up, you've got a big pile, giant pile. It's like, this was a little tiny bit of rice, and then you open it up, and you've got this big fluffy pile of rice that comes out of the rice maker at the end.
It's
like
a magic growing up. It's
like a magic appliance.
All right, hang on.
And by the way, really cheap.
30 minutes, though.
Really cheap, because one bag of rice costs like $3, and you can get mountains of rice out of it.
But, all right, so question. 30 minutes is a long time. And when you cook rice.
Uh-oh.
What?
Now everyone's saying, you don't wash your rice first? No, am I supposed to wash the rice? What have I been doing wrong?
You clearly didn't
know.
Doesn't the heat help? I don't know.
I don't Maybe know. It just I mean, there's some water in the rice. I didn't know that I was supposed to wash the rice.
You guys don't do the Uncle Ben's pouches that are like 2 minutes? No?
I do. I get sometimes for my kids, Trader Joe's has the microwave in the bag, 3 minutes, and it's done.
Easy peasy.
But usually I make my own rice.
Yeah, I guess
everyone's going, oh my God, wash the rice.
I did not know that either. But because I make mine, and I can't wash mine because mine comes in a bag.
I do like Trader Joe's has the box of organic rice, 3 bags frozen rice. You just throw them in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Quick and easy.
Quick and easy.
I loved my rice cooker.
Hmm.
We need a new one.
Seems like 30 minutes is a long time to make.
Well, if you start it before you start anything else.
Yeah.
And I need to prepare my meals for the week.
Right.
I didn't get to do it because I was out of town this weekend. I usually have a little side of rice to go with my vegetables and my protein. So I start the rice first, and then I cook up everything else, and then I put it into my Tupperware, and I bring it to work.
Uncle Ben's
rice. It's an exciting
rice.
Life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very exciting. It's surprising that you don't use Uncle Ben's.
All right, well, there's my... Anything you recommend at Trader Joe's? Do you have any favorites?
I don't go there much. Problem with it. It's a great place. I always buy stuff there, and I go, well, it's from Trader Joe's. It's healthy.
You
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I got it this
That's
all...
That's not true.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, oh, these ice cream sandwiches, they're from Trader... I'll just have three, because they're from here.
It's not a healthy store. It's not a health food store.
It feels healthier, and that's what I run into. I also, here's the other thing. I also end up always buying a bunch of stuff there that I never make, ever. Buy frozen stuff for the kids, never. Boxes of Trader Joe's in our freezer.
I think they do little treats quite well. Like I get their chocolate mints and different things, the little cookies.
I go to Vaughn's and I go to Stater Brothers. That's pretty much it.
Big store.
Yeah.
Big grocery.
I go to Big Grocery. I do support Big Grocery. You're right. You got me again. I do. I should go local.
I've got Vaughn's and Costco on the agenda today.
Vaughn's and Costco today.
Double.
I'm going to go hit with Bo today. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. And then, of course, our Padres taking on Nick Martinez tonight. I'm very excited about that.
All right. Also on Paul's agenda is the Rindle Report. We'll get to that after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our... today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Paulie, Mike says, Ben, please wash your rice. Rice contains arsenic, and you need to wash that out. So you're just dying a slow death.
Already dead.
Already dead. How much arsenic can one man consume? Let's find out. You want to talk about a good radio bit.
I mean, shouldn't they have that in large, like, lettering on the packages? Like,
arsenic.
Wash this or you're going to die? I don't read the fine print on the bag of rice before I make it. I just assume I can make
should.
It.
Yeah, you probably should.
Probably should.
Probably should. I eat asbestos raw from buildings. I'll just stop by and just grab a handful. I'm going to live forever.
Well, cyanide? There's no cyanide there either? Oh, my goodness.
Arsenic. Wow. All right. Take us away, Paulie.
All right, I got a couple of news items here from the world of football. A couple of guys. I don't know. You guys heard about the Kelce brothers? Before?
I think so, yeah.
Football players. They run a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No. Travis Kelce is the first story here. He signed a 2-year, $34.25 million contract extension yesterday. It's going to make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL. I was a little surprised to find out that he's already 34. I think he turns 35 in October, so basically for the next season, he'll be 35. But, man... I don't know why I love seeing a guy in the same uniform for his entire career.
I do too. Yeah.
I don't know if this is his last contract. I would say it's certainly his last big contract, especially if they win another one or two rings over the next couple of years. Just go out on top. But Travis Kelce going to stay in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and company for 2 more years. getting paid.
He'll be the highest paid tight end in football.
Yes.
Which makes some sense.
Sure.
And that
is a beast.
I didn't know he was a free agent.
It's an extension.
So that's about $17 million per year.
Yeah.
To get tackled and to have to go beaten up against, you know, big, giant defensive linemen and block and all that.
All the work you put in.
And his girlfriend probably makes that for, what, a half of a concert?
Yeah.
$17 million
set?
Yeah, like one leg of a tour, she makes 10 times that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like half of one concert, maybe, for what Travis Kelce makes in a year.
It's quite the power couple.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he posted on social media, "It's an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years. Chiefs forever." Patrick Mahomes celebrated the extension. He said, "I told y'all, I'll never let him leave. Congrats, my guy."
Everyone in the dugout was doing Patrick Mahomes' voice the other day, and it laid me out. It's so funny.
I'm him.
Good to see something good finally happen for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. Well, the other half of that podcast of the Kelce brothers, Jason Kelce, now he has retired from the NFL, and both of these guys are going to have plenty of options for careers after football.
More than we would want, I think, at this point. I mean, look what the Manning brothers have parlayed their scene into. It's crazy.
And I think the Kelce brothers are much more entertaining than
they
the Manning brothers.
Definitely are. Definitely.
Well, speaking of the Mannings, ESPN, Jason Kelce is set to join ESPN this football season for their Monday night countdown. He'll be an analyst there. And then while we're talking about the broadcast side of football, if you watch, I don't really watch games on Sundays. If I'm watching anything, it's Red Zone, and they bounce around. You don't get a lot of the commentators during the games or the studio analysts, but on CBS, there is a little bit of a shakeup. Andrew Marchand from The Athletic recently wrote that Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason are out on the NFL Today for CBS, and they're replacing both of them with just one guy, Matt Ryan. Recently retired officially from the NFL, and I think he did some analyst work last season. I remember seeing him.
I don't know him. He seems boring to me.
Yeah.
That show was getting a little on the older side.
They're going to bring back Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson, and J.J. Watt did a handful of appearances as well.
Nate Burleson was the young guy of the crowd. I mean, yeah. Simms, Esiason, we're talking about quarterbacks from like the 80s.
Yeah. James
Brown. It's 2024
now. Around. He's gonna
Shut up, Ben! Boomer still got his radio gig.
I did see that Jason Kelce, you said, going to Monday Night Countdown, he's replacing Robert Griffin III, mm-hmm. who's going to be focusing more on his college football broadcasting, which I think he was excellent at. Every game that
he was
really good at that. So hopefully everybody in a good spot. And Boomer, you'll still hear him doing his 30-second updates every morning.
Hey, happy birthday. Wishes go out to former big leaguer Ron Say.
What?
That's all you have to. Ron turns 49 years old today. He's a really good player.
All right. Thanks for that. He literally does birthday shout outs on the Boomer, the national report.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
All right. I've been getting rid of
They're shorting those to like 22 seconds.
Bro, so they used to be 3 minutes long on our
really
station.
Really ripped through it fast.
He's like, I got nothing else to talk about nationally. Whose birthday is it today?
You know what? I just remembered. We never actually played this. There was one of those Sports Minute updates on our station late last week.
Okay.
And we saved it.
We did.
For a Don't Do This, and we never got to
what?
It. Oh, surprise, surprise. Adam,
sound like us.
Adam was actually listening during commercial breaks, and he goes, "Oh my God, did you guys hear that sports update? I went and pulled it. This was last week on the 25th, and I just labeled it Boomer Esiason update, talking about Seymour Wiener. Remember Seymour
That's right.
Wiener?
Adam was very hot on this one.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Credit the Mets promotional department with a home run. To beef up their $1 hot dog night next Tuesday, they enlisted World War II veteran Seymour Wiener. Get it? Whom they honored earlier this season. In my book, this social media gag passes mustard. How about that? I'm Boomer Esiason.
Get it?
Yeah, we get it.
You get it.
Wieners,
you get it.
Hot dogs.
Wiener, Seymour Wiener.
Funny.
Holy cow.
Funny stuff.
Yeah, there's a little, he's got a little bit of Scotty Burrell in him. Hey, what's up?
It passes mustard, though, he said. Not mustard.
Mustard.
It was a hot dog pun.
Beef up. Did you get that one? Did you get it?
I do.
That's what I'm going to start doing after every joke. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get what I said?
All right.
Did you hear that, Seymour Wiener?
Finally, a story from the content gods directly for one Stephen Woods.
Yes.
Dave and Buster's is on the brink of allowing customers to bet on arcade games.
Uh-huh.
So you already pay
like
for
a dream.
The ability to play the games.
Uh-huh.
Now, they are working on a way it's going to go through their app.
Yeah, it's
I guess.
A sports book.
No.
David Buster's sports book.
No, that's what I originally thought when I saw the headline. It's not that way. Through the app, adults age 18 and older can place real money wagers on the arcade games that they're playing with their friends.
So like, fantastic.
I'll give you 12-1 odds that you can't hit the 100 on the skee ball on the next throw or something like that.
Do you know what my son did? He hit the 10, the 10,000. I've never seen it done. Never, ever, ever in my life have I seen
anyone. Is that
anyone
the one up in the tiny corner?
Up in the
corner?
Top corner.
In the corner.
That's
the sucker pin.
That's the sucker
because
pin.
Because you miss that, and it rolls all the way to the bottom, you get the minimum
score.
You
get the 20 points.
Now, if you stay to the middle and go after the 1,000, 3,000, 5,000,
whatever
it is, if you come up a little short, you can still get a decent score. But if you go for that one in the top corner and you miss it, you're down to the minimum.
Correct.
It's the sucker bet. Never go after the upper corner.
I've never gotten it. I've never seen anyone get it. And he walks up when we were there a couple weeks ago. And I was actually playing another game with Taylor. And I heard the other dad, Kevin, was with us go, "Oh, my God." And I go, "What? What?" He goes, "He just hit the 10,000. I'm like, "No, he did not." And Bo's looking like, "What?" I'm like, only you little turd, gets the 10,000 points.
What other games are there that we can wager on at Dave & Buster's?
It says here, customers can soon make a friendly $5 wager on Hot Shots basketball, a bet on skee ball, or other arcade games.
Bo in there just hustling $5 bets. Just 10, 10, 10, 10.
Well, you got to be 18. And you got to have the app. That's how it's all running through there. And so this technology is expected to roll out here over the next couple of months.
I can't believe
air hockey? Can you bet air hockey?
God, that's good.
Feels like the possibility of cheating could be rampant in air hockey.
Yeah, big time. That's a interesting idea that they have. It's just to get more people to download their app, right?
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
I assume that the numbers, they're not going to allow you to make, $10,000 bets on
right.
skee
five
ball.
Bucks, they said.
It's not like two guys sitting there playing skee ball couldn't have just said, "All right, I'll bet you $5."
That's
100%. Yeah, all right, $5, I kick your ass on this game.
Wait, hold on. Let me get out the app. Let me register our names so we can bet $5 against each other on this skee ball game.
How are you at skee ball?
Pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm not
bad. My strategy is good. You go up to the 40.
Go up to the middle.
The 40 or whatever, the 4,000. And if you come up a little bit short, you get the 3, and you just kind of solidly put up a good score and let your opponent wildly chase the 10,000, the upper in the corner.
Yeah, you shoot for the middle. Sometimes you get the very top one, which is nice when you do. It's a definite rush.
And it's much easier to throw straight than try to angle it up into the corner skee ball slot.
My littlest one, Taylor, throws just overhand because he doesn't know how to roll it. So he just watches it clang, and those balls are hard wood and hits the metal and rolls away.
Are they made out of wood?
They're wood.
That's what they are.
They're wooden. Yes, they're wooden. You know that. Ski balls?
And they look wooden, but
they're
I've never
wooden.
Known if.
Well, I don't know if there's some guy in there shaping real wood, but they look wooden. They feel wooden. They're firm.
Rich mahogany.
Rich mahogany balls. They feel very firm. Well, that's an interesting concept by Dave.
How often do you think they clean those?
Not very much. Dude, I feel every time I leave there, I'm like,
disgusting.
It's disgusting. All these kids scratching their ass, playing video games, and God knows, wiping their nose. It's just nasty. Nasty.
Now, if they could just introduce on the Hooters app, like betting on how many wings Woods can eat. He's got a full night planned in Mission Valley next time he goes down there.
It was not my worst night as a parent. I'll tell you that. I've had a lot worse than that night. That's it for us.
Thank you, Paulie. Good
You're
job to get us home here with the Rondo Report. Annie and Elston standing by. They will be coming up next. Of course, got Padres baseball later today, 5:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. He was on so late last night. I was listening to Sammy take angry callers on my way home the entire drive last night. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a tough one. I just for Sammy's sake, I hope Padres can come up with a win tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. Either way, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to discuss it all. Really hope it's not a six-game losing streak. But,
have a good show, fellas.
We'll be here either way. Woodsy
hey,
will
have
not.
Fun.
I will.
Have a good day off with the kids, and we will see you on Thursday morning. For Paulie, for Woodsy, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.